Vancouver.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
The key to peace is in the hands of the government.
Britain's latest peace proposals have been rejected.
The government intends to run escalated military action.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Aaron. I'm here till 1, and yes, our phone lines are back up and working. Give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, for this very specially themed show. Yes, we are showcasing a very prominent figure in British history. I'm talking about the Iron Lady known as Margaret Thatcher, who was in power from the years of
79 to 1990,
I'm going to say. Three terms. Yeah, she obviously was popular with some people, but she was definitely not popular with the working class of England, and definitely not popular with the thousands that had lost their fathers in the Falklands War. So, yeah. We're going to be doing tribute to her, and we start things off with The Exploited, Let's Start a War, a title track of their release, going back to 1983. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher shot heard around the world, 87 years old. So we're going to get into her, back into her in a bit, but we're going to get into a few new releases first, and we're going to get into a new release by an act that are sort of out of Edmonton, sort of out of here, half out of Edmonton. They played with Doom recently at the Astoria. They're called Rabid Loss. Here we go.
Give me a break. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started the set off with the latest release from Rapid Loss, Dreams Nightmare, from their latest self-titled 12-inch, followed with some Iron Reagan from the Worse Than Dead brand new full-length LP on A3819 Records. Track we heard was called Eat Shit and Live. And then we heard from Toronto's Violent Future from their latest 7-inch release on Slasher Records. We heard a track called Street Prowler. And we followed with a newish act out of New York City called Primitive Pact. And that's from a new demo of theirs called End of the World, which came out last year. So yeah, let's get back into the spotlight that I said I was originally going to do. And that is on the Iron Lady, of known as Margaret Thatcher. Music wouldn't quite be the same, I don't think, if it weren't her and her her politics, also known as Thatcherism. Across the pond here in North America, we had Ronald Reagan, which is known as Reaganism, and it's a whole economic trickle downturn, I guess, to undermine the unions and hail big business. And we're going to hear all about that in these upcoming tracks, and a lot of these tracks are totally classic. But we're going to hear another track right now, which came out just a few years back. And I guess they were hopeful words for this band at the time. It's a song called Dance When Maggie's Dead, and it's by Drongos for Europe here on Generation Annihilation.
Fucked up all the miners and she fucked up you, fucked up all the working class. Here from the Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver. is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. No return!
All right, and the show is Generation Annihilation, and the spotlight is on Margaret Thatcher today, who passed away last week, 87 years old. Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, liked by some, but hated by many. Started the set off with Drungles for Europe with a track called Dance When Maggie's Dead. And then we followed another track by The Exploited from the Horror Epics release going back to 1985, Maggie, You Cunt. And we follow with Antipasti from The Last Call, released going back to 1980. No Margaret Thatcher and No Government. And we ended that set off with The Angelic Upstarts with a track called Woman in Disguise. And like I said, a lot of good music was written out, was put out in those years. And I'm still discovering new stuff. I didn't know this song until last week. It's by a band, by a track that came out in 1987 by The Larks. And it's called Maggie, 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 Out, Out, Out. And here it is on Generation Annihilation.
It's what's called Maggie, Maggie, Maggie!
Summit meeting with the Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington in the Royal Room of 10 Downing Street. A 5 o'clock deadline had been set to find a solution to the increasingly tense situation in the Falklands. Mrs. Thatcher was said to be moist with anticipation as Lord Carrington entered the door, nervously holding the knife. The eyes of the nation were on Mrs. Thatcher as she confidently slipped her hand into her brief. She knew that the little red button, now at her fingertips, could unleash an orgy of physical combat. As she commanded Lord Carrington to make an entry, she knew that she would soon feel the weight of power on her shoulders.
she had always covered up in the past, but the imminent possibility of close combat obliged her to reveal all. After running through the usual preliminaries, Lord Carrington felt abreast of the situation, and Mrs. Thatcher was delighted to show him the little red button and demonstrate its uses, most notably its connection to the hotline receiver. To enable him to get on top of the job, Lord Carrington was ordered to get seriously stuck in, and at all costs, because of the gravity of the situation, to avoid simply running through the motions. Nervously, he touched the little red button, but as Mrs. Thatcher excitedly pushed it towards him, his finger slipped, and he missed the mark, leaving the Premier feeling well-browned all. However, not to be frustrated by the weakness of others, Mrs. Thatcher determined to finish the job herself, and, having dismissed the unfortunate lord, grabbed the hotline telephone and put the receiver to its devilish work. Within seconds, the hotline was a frenzy of activity. After years of anticipation, Mrs. Thatcher's forces were heading towards a climax, sliding apprehensively towards endless oceans, an unstoppable power breaking through the briar. This was her finest moment, and at its peak, she cried, "England expects every man to do his best. I know nothing of failure. We are going to win."
We'll be right back.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, the start of the set. We heard from the Larks from a 7-inch came out in 1987 called Pain in the Neck. Track was called Maggie, 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 Out, Out, Out. And then we heard a track by the legendary Crass, Sheep Farming in the Falklands, all about her involvement in the Falklands War. Yeah, they also put out a song called How Does It Feel to Be a Mother of a Thousand Dead? I thought that was the thousand was referring to over a thousand people that died in the war, but that particular song was actually about an Argentinian ship that was in retreat, in exile, but Thatcher said, what the hell, let's sink the ship anyhow, let's bomb it, and we'll gain popularity and gain votes, and sure enough, they did, sadly enough. And we followed with The Insane with a track called Politics, and we're going to get into a track right now from Hardskin, and this is a track called Still Fighting Thatcher. Here we go.
Never had money, but I got soul. Speak the Queen's English from my asshole. I can add up 2 2 4. I'm educated, work so poor.
Come work, 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 work on the door. Come and eat all if you sell my soul. Come work, work, work on the door. Come and eat all if you sell my soul. You will be to the donkey. I'm on the door. Get paid to sleep, to sleep and play. Let's see the day. Suck up the rest, you get paid.
Come work, work, work
on the door.
han pasado y yo no me he olvidado. La bronca e impotencia de no haberlas ocupado. ¡No! La gente se olvidó de aquella noche en Taros en que Gaquier asesinó a toda una generación. ¡No! No buscando, las han robado. Chicos argentinos asesinaron. Ni a Mike ni a Daniel. Esto les ha importado. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Oh, oh.
Aelia, do you remember what Queen Victoria once said?
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
I still fucking hate Thatcher! Minister's office. Prime Minister speaking.
Greetings. This is the Secretary of War at the State Department of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. The president, oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. The Soviets seem up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present for Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Tell us, just start up a draft. Draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle. Send them on their way. El Salvador? Northern Ireland or a moderately repressive regime in South America. Well, we'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Now just think for a minute. We can make this war so big. So big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Oh, don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
That was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
The request line is back open here. Yeah, our phones were down for a while, but they're back up. So, yeah, make all the requests you want to make, and we'll play them if they're good. And, yes, we ended off that last set to do with Margaret Thatcher. Started things off with Oh, it was a long set. Started things off with Hardskin from the Same Meat, Different Gravy track. We heard a track called Still Fighting Thatcher, followed with the Gonads. Hey Maggie, we're calling you. Give us jobs, not jails. And we followed with Ripcord from the Damage Is Done Flexi release, a track called Thatchula. And the Verruckers from the Massacred Millions 12-inch Thatcher's Fortress. Lost Badarstos gave us a track called Fuck You, Margaret Thatcher. And then we heard a track from Andy T called I Still Hate Thatcher. And a classic track by the Dead Kennedys, Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Round. So a lot of songs to hate Thatcher by. And you could probably insert any current politician that's for the rights, and it would apply the same. Harper, George W., it's all the same. Puppets for the rich, puppets for big business. They don't represent the interests of you and me. Their interests are in war and big business. So yes, Generation Annihilation will not be on the air next weekend because we got National Record Store Day, which will be a lot of live broadcasts and cool stuff. Yes, and tomorrow is the record convention at the Croatian Cultural Center. Should be a good one. That's tomorrow at the Croatian Cultural. Like I said, the annual record or semi-annual record convention, yeah, and Record Store Day next weekend, and Power Chord up next. Stay tuned for that, and check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. We're going to leave you with one more quick blast of Kremlin. Here we go.
Tomorrow's got no hope for you.